Nikki's off this week on a well-deserved vacation, so in for her is Claudia Marquez. Claudia, what's going on in the biz?
Well, warning, warning. Spoiler alert, if you're a Jeopardy fan and didn't watch last night's show, we're going to tell you what happened. So if you don't want to hear, turn us down just a little bit. So
not off. Don't change it. Don't change the station.
No, no.
Just down.
Just lower it just a little bit.
Yeah.
So many people have been following Jeopardy because of this contestant called James, who's been winning like insane amounts of money because he's super smart, but also knows how to work the button and puts all in, right? But for some reason, that's not what he did last night. And this is what ended up happening.
Over to James now. He had $23,400. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to $24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. $20,000. What a payday. $46,801.
Wow.
So it's done for James.
And so he finished $60,000 short of Ken Jennings' all-time winning record.
Right.
And a lot of the conspiracy theorists are out already. He threw the game. He purposely lost because he didn't, you know, Trebek said that at the clip there. He didn't bet his usual all in every single time.
He
bet
changed
modestly.
His technique.
Yeah, and so a lot of people thought, you know what, he's just done. He's got a wife. He's got a daughter whose birthday is either just happened or it's coming up around the corner. And he just wanted to go home.
But wouldn't you want to just beat Ken Jennings? Wouldn't you just want to get that $60,000 more and just hold the title? I mean,
yeah, I mean, this was actually taped back in March. So, you know, maybe there was something happening in his life back then. Maybe the taping stopped and he would have had to come back next September. And
we
he was
forget,
just done with it.
You forget that you're living out of a hotel room. You're filming two or three shows a day. I mean, you don't have a life outside of the show. So it gets boring after a while.
And also, he made like over $2 million. So at one point, it's like, check out, have fun, and enjoy your life.
He did have a good sense of humor about it. He tweeted out last night. I knew I shouldn't have invited Drake to the Jeopardy taping.
the curse of Drake.
The curse lives on.
It strikes again.
That's right. On to The Bachelorette, my guilty pleasure. The Bachelorette was quite intense last night, so I don't know if you guys watched it, but basically the boys got to play a rugby game, and we all know rugby can be intense, and they took it really, really seriously. And if you've been watching the show, there's kind of a feud between the two Lukes, Luke P and Luke S. And Luke S, like, was really, really mad at Luke P, who kind of body slammed him, and this is what happened.
I think a lot of us are pretty irritated with Luke P. The fact that he said he was falling in love with you after a day or two, and then the next group date, he talked about throwing in the towel. So that ticked us all off. Then today, he body slams me. Why did you body slam me in front of that crowd?
I genuinely thought you were starting to swing at me.
You misinterpreted that situation completely. And I am actually extremely pissed off with you. I'm here for Hannah. And don't you ever forget it.
Whoa.
What else do you think is going to happen when you put a bunch of alpha males on a field with a ball?
I mean, booze them up.
Yeah, and
like
booze
they
them
get
up.
All the free alcohol they could possibly have.
Every time they do these sports editions, like, it always ends up just...
Oh, I was watching the show just smelling the testosterone mixed with vodka and all that good stuff.
And Hannah never wanted them more, right? She's just on the sidelines just sweating. Ooh,
she's a wild beast, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting to know her more and more.
I just wish they could do one season where everybody has different names. Luke P,
Luke S.
Last season, there was two Hannahs. There was two Beccas.
Yeah.
There was a season where there was multiple Bens. It's just, can't we just get 30 guys with 30 different names?
I'm on it. I'm calling the producer right now.
What's next? They're all going to look different too? I mean, come on. Well, one thing at a time.
That's crazy talk.
Well, somebody that's got a really different name, a name of her own, is Miley Cyrus. And I know you kind of have a celebrity crush on her, Andy. You mentioned this yesterday.
Definitely, if you could take
a celebrity to prom, it would be her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it'd be her. She'd be so much fun.
Right. Well, now's your chance because guess what? You could call her. You could call her. So yesterday, she's got a new hotline. She posted her number. She says, give me a call. She had a picture of herself holding up a pink banana-shaped phone. And her number is 1-800-SHE-IS-MC. And when you call, this is what happens.
Hello, thanks for calling Miley's hotline. If you speak Jazzy Cat, press meow. If you speak Siamese Cat, press meow.
What?
And if you speak Black Cat, press meow. If you want to speak to a real-life honey, you're out of luck. Leave a message after the beep because this is places to go.
What just happened?
Well, this is kind of like a marketing thing. She just released her 6-song EP Friday, so I guess this is a way to get people talking.
Yeah.
And every time that you call, you get a different message from Miley. And you could leave your own message, too.
So, Andy, you have 5 seconds on the phone with Miley. What do you say?
Oh, probably something cheesy. Like, sorry to come in at you like a wrecking ball, Miley, but I was just wondering, hey, you want to go to prom with me?
Hello? No, she hung up.
Thumbs up.
If I were Miley, I'd call you right back.
Oh, thank you. Made me feel good in my fragile ego.